And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, it's hard to believe sometimes, but it's only 10 months since the name Stormy Daniels came into the international news lexicon. At the beginning of this year, the adult film star said that she'd had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006 and had been paid in 2016 to keep quiet about it. This caused enormous legal problems, particularly for the president's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has now pleaded guilty to crimes associated with that payment, among other financial crimes, and also directly implicated the president in his guilty plea, which may cause problems for the president as well. But one problem related to that case is out of the way for Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels was suing him for defamation, saying that a tweet that he sent out calling her story a con job damaged her reputation. Yesterday, a judge threw that out of court. And overnight, the president tweeted about it, saying, "Great, now I can go after Horseface and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas." This tweet has obviously led to a lot of questions, including this one on CNN to Republican Congressman Chris Stewart.
Is it appropriate for the president to call a woman horseface?
No, of course not. It's not appropriate for anyone to call someone that under any circumstances. I wouldn't want one of my children to talk that way towards one of their friends. It's inappropriate and it's frankly unnecessary. For heaven's sakes, he won on this.
This isn't the only fight that he's having with a woman at the moment, though. One of the Democratic politicians most likely to make a run for president in 2020 is Senator Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren was previously a law professor, and the Boston Globe in her home state of Massachusetts reported a few years ago that from 1986 to 1995, she had identified herself in a directory of law teachers as a racial minority. Warren says she did this because her mother and grandmother often talked about their Native American heritage, and she was interested in meeting more minorities, so she listed herself like that. Her detractors say that she was trying to gain an advantage in a job market which was looking to diversify. Donald Trump heard about this story and has been pounding her about it for a couple of years now, using one of his famous nicknames.
We have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
Let's say I'm running against Pocahontas.
Pocahontas? Pocahontas. How about that?
Pocahontas.
Earlier this year, Pocahontas. President Trump said that if Warren was to run against him for president, he would demand that she take a DNA test.
I'm going to get one of those little kits. And in the middle of the debate, when she proclaims that she's of Indian heritage, we will take that little kit and say, but we have to do it gently. Because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will very gently take that kit, and we will slowly toss it, hoping it doesn't hit her and injure her arm, even though it only weighs probably 2 ounces. And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
Well, this week, Elizabeth Warren has called his bluff. She took a DNA test and released a video on social media of a conversation that she had with a geneticist.
In the senator's genome, we did find 5 segments of Native American ancestry with very high confidence, where we believe the error rate is less than 1 in 1,000.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
She said at the time, she said that it was time for Donald Trump to pony up the $1 million in cash, but he disagreed.
No, I have no. Who cares?
Mr. President, you said you paid
$1 million
to charity.
I didn't say that. You better read it again.
The president was asked about it again, and he said that the test that Warren released online to the Boston and to the Boston Globe wasn't good enough.
What about the money that you told her you would?
You mean if she gets the nomination in the debate where I was going to have her tested? I'll only do it if I can test her personally. Okay, that will not be something I enjoy doing either.
Elizabeth Warren is experiencing a bit of a backlash to this. Firstly, from the Republicans, who say that just about everyone in America has some proportion of Native American DNA in them. And now the Cherokee Nation is saying that a DNA test is no proof of tribal connections. She's responded, saying that she's not claiming a tribal connection. It'll be interesting, Fran, to see if how this shakes out for her, because if she's going to make a run for president against Donald Trump, she does need to get this issue out of the way.
God, what a circus, though. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.